The most operationally significant news out of the Middle East this week is the resumption of U.S. strikes against Iranian targets. After roughly a month of relative quiet, diplomats were cautiously calling it a lull. American forces hit new Iranian sites on Tuesday. And then, within hours, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went on record saying that any Iranian attack on Israel would be one of their last decisions. That phrasing is deliberate. It's not rhetorical flourish. When a head of government uses language like that in a prepared public statement, it's calibrated for a specific audience, Tehran's leadership, and whatever back-channel conversations are happening right now.
The timing matters enormously here. Trump separately said this week that the U.S. campaign against Iran won't last long, which is doing a lot of work depending on how you read it. It could mean the strikes are almost over, a short, sharp, punitive action, or it could mean the administration believes Iran will capitulate quickly and negotiations will follow. Those are very different scenarios with very different regional consequences.
Let's put some structural context around this. The U.S. has been conducting operations against Iran in a kind of graduated pressure framework, hit specific targets, pause to allow diplomacy, resume if demands aren't met. We saw a version of this playbook tried in the early Trump years against ISIS and then in the Iran maximum pressure campaigns. The question is always at what point the targeted party concludes that accommodation is more costly than escalation.
And Iran's calculus here is genuinely complex. They're dealing with a domestic economy that's been battered by sanctions for years, proxy forces across the region that have been degraded, particularly in Lebanon and Syria, and a supreme leadership structure that has a lot of internal political pressure to respond with something visible. The danger zone is when Tehran feels it must demonstrate strength to domestic constituencies, even when strategic logic says restraint.
Netanyahu's statement adds another layer because Israel and the United States, while coordinating broadly, don't always share the same definition of acceptable Iranian behavior. Israel has red lines around Iranian nuclear program advancement that could lead to independent action even if Washington prefers to hold back. That's the scenario that has military planners in Riyadh, Ankara, and Moscow watching very carefully.
There's also the Syria dimension, which connects directly to another story today. Satellite analysis by the investigative outlet Misbar found a consistent pattern. Israeli airstrikes on Syrian air bases occurring shortly after Turkish military visits or rehabilitation work at those same facilities. This isn't a coincidence or a handful of isolated incidents. The satellite imagery shows it's a pattern across multiple sites.
From Israel's strategic standpoint, this makes cold sense. Turkey under Erdogan has been systematically trying to build military influence in post-Assad Syria, and Israel views any enhanced military infrastructure in Syria, regardless of who built it, as a potential threat vector. The Israelis have conducted hundreds of strikes inside Syria since 2013. But explicitly targeting newly Turkish rehabilitated facilities introduces a new friction point between Jerusalem and Ankara that could complicate NATO dynamics.
Because Turkey is still a NATO member, and any significant Israeli strike that kills Turkish military personnel, even accidentally, creates a crisis that pulls in the alliance. So far, the Israelis have been careful. They appear to be hitting the infrastructure after Turkish forces leave, not during inspections. But that margin is narrower than it looks.
The thread connecting all of this, the Iran strikes, the Netanyahu warnings, the Syria pattern, is that we're in a period where multiple regional actors are simultaneously testing limits. When several parties are probing simultaneously, the probability of a miscalculation that none of them actually wanted goes up substantially.